How did you happen to come to be drawn to Baba? What was it? Come to him or be drawn by him?
Well, I first heard about Meher Baba on a program about drugs that Alan Cohen.
Years ago?
Years ago. Around 1969, I guess.
Hmm.
68, 69, somewhere in that era. And it wasn't that I was involved in drugs, it's just that this program was a program on the radio, and it was a talk program, and I was doing a lot of driving at that time. I had a job where I did spent some time on the road, and I heard all kinds of people talking about drugs. And it had a 24-hour program about drugs. Ronald Reagan, the President of the United States, was governor of California about that time. And he was even on the program, talked on this program. But the only person who made any sense was Alan Cohen, espousing Meher Baba's ideas about drugs.
Mm.
Ronald Reagan.
And it was so interesting. Did someone say something?
I was saying Ronald Reagan didn't make any sense.
No.
Just kidding.
No. But so anyway, on the program, Alan talked about or told the box number in Berkeley where I could write for information about Meher Baba. Well, I didn't even know how to spell his name. I think I spelled it with M-A-Y-E-R or M-A-Y-O-R.
M-A-Y-O-R.
M-A-Y-O-R, Baba.
Yeah.
Got that last part right. And so they sent me some information about drugs. But, you know, or Baba, you know, some things that Baba said about drugs. And at least I knew his name, and then I went to a bookstore in San Francisco and got The Everything and the Nothing. And Discourses, and then God Speaks, and I just read everything I could find. It just became... My first impression, I wasn't sure what I was reading. I didn't understand it. I read the first... five little chapters or six chapters of The Everything and the Nothing, and I wasn't certain what I was reading. So I had to start reading all over again, and the more I read, the more it seemed like I was getting pure oxygen instead of smoggy air. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a fresh breath of air for me.
What about Sandra?
Well, she had to learn through sleep teaching. When we'd go to bed at night, I'd be reading discourses or whatever I was reading. She would ask me to read something from whatever I was reading. And so I'd read it to her, and she'd snore.
But some of it penetrated, though.
But did you not say that, well, I'm reading about the awakener?
I was reading the wrong thing, wasn't I?
Later I did awaken.
But it's funny, it's just a little thing like a little program, just hearing Meher Baba, hearing something from him. It seemed to me that everything I heard on that program was just a bunch of opinions and not really much truth to it. And what Alan Cohen had, the things he talked about Meher Baba just seemed like truth. And it just caught hold.
And that was in 1969.
I don't know exactly when.
Roughly.
Hmm.
So 69, when Baba dropped the body, all of a sudden a lot of people were coming.
It all
started in the 60s, I should say.
Yeah.
In 60s. What gelled was 1962, when you got the East-West gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And then soon after, there was the flare-up.
Yeah, the hordes.
69, 62, and then 69, of course.
Mm-hmm.